Today's scripture reading is taken from Mark 10, verse 46 to 11, verse 26. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. The healing of blind Bartimaeus. Verse 46. They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy upon me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Chapter 11, verse 1. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here immediately.'" They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing, untying the colt?" They told him what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Jesus curses the fig tree. Verse 12. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see whether perhaps he would find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. He said to it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard it. Jesus cleanses the temple. Verse 11. Then they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling and those who were buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. He would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. He was teaching and saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations'? But you have made it a den of robbers." And when the chief priests and the scribes heard it, they kept looking for a way to kill him, for they were afraid of him, because the whole crowd was spellbound by his teaching. And when evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. The lesson from the withered fig tree. Verse 20. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. Then Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly, I tell you, if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, it will be done for you. So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses."
Let's pray.
主，感谢你做我们的主，使我们这时候能够求告你，仰望你，更求你自己的圣灵，你的话，开我们的眼睛，开我们的心，让我们心永远尊主你为主。祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。我希望你打开今天我们看的这个经文。
I hope you turn to the passage that we're reading from this morning.
因为这段经文里面许多的这个细则是非常非常的特别。
Because there are a lot of details in this passage that are very unique.
其实马可他很用心思来组织跟呈现主耶稣基督。
Because Mark did take a lot of effort to present Jesus in very detailed.
就让我们再看十章三十二节。
Let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 32.
这里说他们行路上耶路撒冷去，耶稣在前头走，门徒就稀奇。
It says they were on their way up to Jerusalem with Jesus leading the way, and the disciples were astonished, while those who followed were afraid.
马可福音开始的时候告诉我们说上帝要开一条路。
Mark began the book by saying that Jesus will open, develop a road.
我们外面的布条说马可福音是耶稣走的路。
Because the notice we have outside says Mark, that is the road that Jesus walked on.
你注意看马可福音的时候耶稣一直不停地在路上走。
So if we pay attention when you read the book of Mark, Jesus has always been on the road.
那么这个路是怎么样的一条路？
What kind of road is this that he's on?
那么回到以赛亚书四十章，上帝说他的荣耀要在路上彰显。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, it says that the glory of God will be shown on this road.
如果你开始有读教会预备的这个大灾节的那个以赛亚书的那个手册。
And if we have managed to actually go through the Lent materials that were prepared for us.
但是这个路呢，它不是只是只有一个意思。
But this road does not just have one meaning.
不是一个新的出埃及的路。
It's not the road about being out of Egypt.
也不是单单是当时他们亡国后来可以回去耶路撒冷的路。
And it's not also about the road that takes them back to Jerusalem.
这些都有包括在内。
Certainly, this are all encompassed in this definition.
但是它不是单单指某一个意思而已。
But it's not just one specific meaning.
它还有一个超过这个的，就是一个路。
But there's something that overarches this.
明月长老开始的时候引用约翰福音，耶稣说：“我是道路。”
Ming Yue, elder, had mentioned early this morning from the book of John that Jesus said he is the way.
耶稣本身就是那个路本身。
Jesus himself is the way.
那他也是走出这条路的。
And he is the one who walked out, walked on this road, walked out of this way.
所以这个路 就有这么多种的这个意思在里面。
Therefore, a lot of meanings are encompassed in this word.
那么今天我们看到主耶稣他走路有一个目的地。
We saw today that there's certainly a destination that Jesus is trying to head towards.
尤其是按照马可的这个呈现的那个方式。
And practically according to the way that the Mark presents this.
耶路撒冷是他最终的目的地。
Jerusalem is his final destination.
那我不知道你有没有发现，耶稣这时候的表现开始有点跟以前不大一样。
I'm not sure if you have noticed that the way Jesus is at this point is quite different than what he was before.
我指的是根据马可的方式。
And again, I'm referring to the way according to Mark.
你还记得耶稣在之前呢？他每次都很低调。
You recall, Jesus had always been very low key prior to this.
尤其是他行一些人看了之后会很惊讶的那一些所谓神迹的事。
Particularly when he had performed a certain miracles that would astonish humans.
他每次都不大愿意要这个张扬的。
And very often he does not want this to be publicized.
他叫人复活的那件事情，你注意看，周围没有人的。
When he called someone to back from the dead, no one was around them.
有时候就只有他家里人知道。
Certain times only his immediate family.
然后他还跟人家说，他不是死了，他只是睡了。
And he would tell people that he's not dead, he's just sleeping.
然后还记得之前他医治一个瞎子。
And we recall that he treated a blind.
他故意把他带离开人群一个地方去。
And we recall that he took this blind person away from the crowd.
然后他让这个人眼睛开了之后，还告诉他你不要回去原来的地方。
He gave him back his sight and said, "Don't return back to where you came from."
因为按照如果我们来想说，你应该回去做见证。
And it is, technically, if you want to go back and be a witness,
那不是有更多人能够了解耶稣，更加信耶稣吗？
And therefore, actually, more people will have believed Jesus.
但是我们注意看，很多时候耶稣的做法跟我们的想法不大一样。
And certainly, we saw that Jesus' approach is very different than what we would think he would do.
但是从今天开始，你看到他呢，却不是一个好像要低调的人了，他是故意的在人面前要刺激人的人。
And I think certainly from today, we saw that he's no longer the low-key person. He wants to be sure that people saw what he did.
就讲他骑驴子进耶路撒冷。
And similarly, when he was riding a colt or a donkey to Jerusalem.
他这次大大方方的让两边的人在那边喊他，这个庆贺他。
And he certainly was just riding quite proudly with people on both sides cheering for him.
这跟他以前好像就是静静在人群当中做事情很大的不一样。
And it's certainly quite opposite of what he was beforehand.
然后接下来他说的一些事、一些话，都引起人呢觉得很不舒服。
And from here on, some of the things he done and he has said actually caused a lot of discomfort among men.
那么明明你知道说这个无花果树这个时候不是结果子的，为什么你又咒诅他呢
？And you certainly know that it's not the season for the fig tree to bear fruit. Then why did you curse it?
然后进到这个圣殿的时候，为什么你这么大动作，你推倒？这个圣殿里面的这个人们很重要的一些要用的东西。
When he entered the temple, why did he overturn the tables of a lot of things that were being used in the temple?
这几件已经看出他跟过去很大的不一样。
We saw that this is quite different than what he used to be.
如果你正在烦恼说你可以不可以生气
，And if now you're struggling as to whether you could get angry.
可能最近很多人烦你，还是说有一些事情烦你，或者是有一些人呢，这个对你不友善或者什么，你正想要报复或者是什么。
And perhaps at this point in time, some people have ticked you off, and you are just debating whether you could get angry.
那你刚好灵修读到这个耶稣很生气在圣殿里面，原来基督徒可以生气。
And then you come to this passage and saw that Jesus actually got angry and did a lot of things angrily.
甚至还可以咒诅。
I guess you can even curse God.
不过到不久之后，你又看到他说，如果你不饶恕人，天父也不饶恕你。
But he also said that if you don't forgive others, God will not forgive you.
那你觉得说很难应用？
Then you find that it's quite hard to adapt.
不过你说主啊，赦免我，帮助我。
But you say, God, please forgive me.
那么这个就是这一段经文对你的这个所谓意义跟 relevancy.
This is certainly the relevance of this passage to you.
事情不单是这样。
But it's beyond us.
我们要回到当时的那个情况。
We have to go back to the situations back then.
当然，当圣经只是拿来我个人怎么用的时候呢，事情就变得很不一样。
But certainly, if you only read the passage according to the way we see it, then it's very different.
但是如果我们想到两千年前这一件事情到底是怎么一回事
？But if we think back, 2,000 years ago, what this event actually meant?
为什么耶稣要这样子做
？Why did Jesus have to do what he did?
为什么耶稣要这样说？
Why did Jesus say what he said?
他可以不这样做，可以不这样说吗
？He could have done neither of these.
那么他这样做，他这样说，当时是什么人看到，什么人听到
？And what he did and what he said, who saw and who heard what he said?
那么他们的感受是什么
？And how would they have felt?
那到头来，最后他说他是照着上帝的话来做事情的。
And at the end of the day, he said he did it according to the word of God.
那么到底上帝要他这样做，上帝要向我们表达什么
？Then what exactly did God want us to express to us through Jesus' actions and words？
那我们再回到那个瞎子的事情。
Let's go back to the event of the blind。
这次又一个瞎子。
There's another blind person。
然后这个是一个讨饭的。
Beggar。Oh, it's a beggar。
所以你知道他是一个没有什么东西的一个瞎子。
It's a person, certainly a beggar with not much possessions。
然后他听说耶稣经过
，I heard that Jesus was passing through。
他就喊大大声
，and he shouted loudly。
他那个喊出的那个是很特别，他说大卫的子孙。
He shouted something quite uniquely. He said, "Son of David."
一些犹太人听到这个喊叫呢，耳朵会竖起来的。
And I think when some of the Jews heard what he was shouting, I think they will all be quite surprised.
然后耶稣问他说：“你要我？”为你做什么
？And Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?"
他说：“我要看见。
”He said, "I want to see."
耶稣说：“你信，你就救了你。
”And Jesus replied to him, "Your faith has helped you."
但是你注意最后一句话。
And I think let's pay attention to the last sentence.
这个瞎子呢，放下他的衣服，就跟随耶稣。
This the beggar, blind beggar, just decided to follow Jesus after being healed.
大概这是在马可里面我们第一次看到。有人跟随耶稣。
I think this is the first time in the book of Mark where we actually saw someone follow Jesus.
过去几个瞎子都没有。
The previous healing of the blind, none of the blind followed Jesus.
所以耶稣在路上走，要走出一条路，也要人跟随他。
Jesus walked on this road, walking out of this road, and want people to follow him.
马可借助这些事情带出这些很重要的这个意义。
I think Mark through this event brought out something of significance.
但是接下来我们要处理。接下来的这些比较复杂的这个事情。
Let's address something that's a bit more complex from here.
那么旧约圣经就能够给我们很多的帮助。
The Old Testament could help us a great deal.
因为主耶稣所做的事情是跟天父上帝分不开。
Because what Jesus had done cannot be separated from our God Father.
我们先来看几段的这个旧约的这个圣经。
Let's go through a few of the passages from the Old Testament.
每次当我们讲说旧约的圣经的时候，就是我们来了解天父的那个心愿跟那个心意。
Oftentimes we say that when we look at the Old Testament, we're trying to figure out exactly God's heart and His meaning.
God the Father.
Oh, God the Father.
所以也让我们祷告的时候，我们每次讲说 Our Heavenly Father 不会只是一个很空洞的一个称呼而已。
Therefore, when we pray, when we say that our Heavenly Father is something that is not something that's hollow.
或者有人觉得说 Heavenly Father is too far, 我就直接主耶稣呀，比较靠近就好了。
Or perhaps some people think that Heavenly Father is too far away, we can just say Jesus.
但是如果我们能够把天父了解认识在内的话
，But if we can actually take our understanding of our Heavenly Father.
我们对这个信仰的认识才会更加的这个全面。
I think we have a more complete understanding of our faith.
我们来看一下这个经文。
Let's look at these passages.
以赛亚书五十六章七节这里说，上帝他要他的圣殿以后成为万民祷告的殿。
Isaiah 56 verse 7.
For my house will be called a house of prayer.
Okay.For my house will be called the house of prayer for all nations.
然后撒加利亚书六章呢，他说有一个人是大卫的后代，他要来呢建造耶和华的殿。
It says here is the man whose name is from the house of David. He will branch out from his place and build the temple of our Lord.
下一章
，next passage.
那么这一章呢，就是撒迦利亚书九章，耶稣就照着这个骑驴子进耶路撒冷了。
Here from the book of Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 9, is Jesus was riding into Jerusalem on this donkey.
那么注意十二章十节。
Let's focus on chapter 12, verse 10.
上帝说他的灵还要赐给这个以色列人。
That his spirit of grace be given to the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
然后他们呢会仰望我。
And that they will look on him.
你记得这些事。
下一章。Remember this. Next passage.
撒迦利亚书十三章那里说，上帝会有一个全赦罪的全员，就是说每一个都可以 claim 这个，然后罪得赦免的。
And here it says a fountain will be opened to Jerusalem, and that all will be cleansed from sin and impurity.
然后十三章九节下面那一段，他说他们可以求告我的名，我一定呢应允他，然后呢他们是我的子民，我会是他们的上帝。
That they can, they will call on my name, and I will answer them. They are my people, and I'm their Lord.
下一章。
Next passage.
这一章十四章九节说，上帝要做全部人的主的王。
Here it says, the Lord will be king over the whole earth.
然后以赛亚书五十二章说，你的王已经来了。
And Isaiah 52 it says, your God reigns.
已经来了，在锡安山，在锡安做王了。
Is already king on Zion.
下一章。
Next passage.
这一章呢，你用这一章，你的印象会不会很强烈？什么呢？他说，你的主突然之间出现在圣殿里面。
I think if you look at this book from Malachi, chapter 3, the reaction be somewhat more, be stronger. It says, then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple.
这个是天父上帝在很久以前说他要做这样的事，他要这样的事情发生。
And this is something that's been said by God a long time ago that these things will come to pass.
但是我很多次跟大家说，上帝从来没有讲说他会怎么样做。
But God has never said how he would go about it.
他只是把那一个结果要做成的把它讲出来而已。
God only communicates to us the end result, what he wants to achieve.
就讲说这一节，他说突然间上帝会在他的圣殿里面出现。
Yeah, just like this, this verse where it says, then suddenly the Lord you're seeking will come to his temple.
我们再回去读马可福音，耶稣在圣殿里面讲的这一句话。
Yeah, let's go back to the book of Mark, what Jesus said at the temple.
就是在这个八章十五节到十七节这一段里面。
Verse 15 through 17.
当他把一些东西推倒了之后。
After he overturned the tables.
然后他就用那个圣引用圣经。
Then he
quoted
he quoted the passage.
然后说我的殿必成为万国祷告的殿。
It says my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations.
这好像他就说这个我的殿其实是耶和华的殿，但是现在也是我的殿。
This temple is the temple of God, but it's also my temple.
耶稣常常用这样的讲话的方式告诉人家说，我，你们看，是一个犹太人，是跟你们一样，但是又跟你们不一样。
God, Jesus often communicates this way that I'm a Jew similar to you, but in some ways I'm not the same.
那他为什么要咒诅那个无花果树？
And why did he actually curse the fig tree?
他做这件事情是让门徒好奇问他。
Because he wanted to elicit his disciples' reaction to ask him.
然后他要门徒从这件事情里面了解什么事呢？
And what did he want the disciples to understand from this event?
就是他说的话是有权柄的。
That what he says has authority.
是，你觉得？没有理由，你明明知道不是借果子的时候，为什么你干嘛又说你不借果子？
Even though it's something that was illogical that he was asking for the tree to bear fruit in an unseasonal period.
那你说可能这棵树倒霉，给耶稣拿来当作教材。
And perhaps this tree was at the wrong place at the wrong time.
其实也不尽然的。因为无花果树是一个很特别的一种果树。
Because the fig tree is quite a unique type of tree.
它是当它开始结果的时候
，When it starts to bear fruit，
它就开始也长叶子
And he will start to have leaves.
叶子长得会比那一个要长出的果子呢是比较明显比较大。
And the leaves that it bears is somewhat more obvious and is bigger than the fruit.
那么耶稣现在看到说你叶子都长这么大了。
And Jesus saw that the tree has leaves.
怎么还是没长果子呢？
But there are no fruits.
那这个又有一点的暗示，好像是以色列人是上帝的选民，但是呢，生命没有生命果。
But this perhaps is a hint that the Israelites were indeed God's chosen people, but the life has no fruits.
这个是有你往下面读到十四章的时候，你就看得出耶稣也是在责备当时的这个自己的百姓。
But I think if you go through chapter 14, you see that Jesus was rebuking the people at the time.
但是他借着这样的事情，他让门徒知道说，我的话就好像跟上帝一样，是这样有权柄的。
But I think he wants to show the disciples that his words were indeed just as authoritative as God's words.
然后就继续往教他们关于这个祷告的事情。
And it continues to teach them about prayer.
大家有没有注意到，在马可福音里面，你找不到主祷文？
And we found that we actually could not find the Lord's Prayer in the book of Mark.
它只有在路加跟在马太。
It only found in the book of Luke and Matthew.
但是当我们了解了这一段经文的意思之后，
But when we actually understand the meaning of this passage,
主导文的整个意思也就在里面了。
The meaning of the Lord's Prayer has been captured in this passage.
怎么讲呢？
How do we say this?
我们再回到耶稣在圣殿里面的那个动作。
Let's go back to the actions of Jesus at the temple.
他为什么要推倒那些做买卖的人？
Why did he overturn those tables?
那些换钱的人。
Tables of the money changers.
还有那个卖鸽子的人。
Those who were selling doves.
还有他禁止一些人呢，在那个圣殿里面拿着一些东西呢，走来走去。
And prevented people who to carry merchandise throughout the temple.
坦白讲，要很清楚180说是什么，还真不容易。
Honestly, to be perfectly clear on all this is not easy.
我上个星期还刚刚收到一本新的书，叫做《Jesus and the Temple》。我看了老半天，他有解决了一些问题，但还是还没有完全解决这个问题。
Pastor Chan received a new book last week, titled "Jesus and the Temple." He spent a lot of time reading it, although it clarified some, it left him in doubt on some.
在过去，很多很多的学者都要搞清楚，到底耶稣做这样的事情是什么事情。
In the past, a lot of scholars have spent a lot of time trying to figure out why Jesus did what he did.
我们不能够凭着这样的一个他讲的话，然后我们去想象说事情是那样，有没有根据呢？
We could not use what he did to try to imagine what's going through. There's no basis.
因为耶稣是对着真实的情况在做事。
Because Jesus was reacting to something that was really happening.
2000多年前，他跑到自己的民族一个很重要的地方——圣殿。
2000 years ago, he went to a place of significance to his people, the temple.
而圣殿对犹太人来讲说，就是命都不要的话，都可以跟你拼命。如果你侮辱圣殿，如果你攻击圣殿。
The temple is very important to the Jews. If you insult or it's something that they could basically lose their lives over or risk their lives over.
但是从另外一方面，他们真的是很正确的对待圣殿吗？
From another perspective, but is this the right way to treat the temple?
到底他们错在哪里？
But where were they wrong in?
我们靠一些资料可以帮助我们知道一点东西。
From some information, we could try to help us understand this.
为什么有人卖鸽子在里面？
Why were people selling doves at the temple?
我们知道说圣殿是人来到上帝面前的一个地方。
The temple is a place where the people will come to meet God.
那么圣殿也是人认为说是上帝在的地方。
And the temple is a place where people think where God would be.
而向上帝献祭是信徒很重要的一件事情。
To offer sacrifices is something very important to the believers.
这样的话，他们相信的神呢，才会看顾他们，保佑他们。
And then thereby they believe that the God whom they believed in will protect them and bless them.
那这个是很简单的来说。
It's quite simplistic.
那为什么鸽子呢？
Then why doves?
鸽子是最便宜，是所大多数的人都负担得起的一个祭物。
Doves is something that's very affordable to most as a sacrificial object.
那只有很有钱的人才能够献一只羊，献一只牛。
But only those of them who are very wealthy were able to offer cows and sheep.
所以大多数的人呢，只能够付得起呢是献鸽子。
And most were only able to afford doves.
那么请你原谅我比较直接，如果我们按照这个周报看这个华语华英崇拜上个星期2937 再除一下那一天的出席人数160，大概每个人是5块到10块这样吧。
So I guess if we do the same for our offering last week, on average each of us offered $5 to $10.
也大概是我们一般人所谓这个奉献的数目值。
So it's the quote unquote the average offering per person in our church.
因为有时候你从你的家或者从你自己带了个子，那么来到圣殿的时候，可能不小心路上出了一些状况。
Perhaps if you attempt to bring doves from your house to the temple, something could happen to it.
所以如果来到圣殿才买也比较方便，而且也自戒。
So it's more convenient to buy the doves at the temple.
那么为什么有换钱的？
And why were there money changers?
犹太人那时候是给别人管的，所以呢，罗马人的钱呢，那个银币上有皇帝的那个头，那个像。
The Jews were under the rule of the Romans, and therefore the money that they used is a Roman currency which has the image of their emperor.
那么犹太人觉得说，这个钱有这个像呢，不够资格，不够洁净，不可以献给上帝，所以他们换他们自己弄出来的。奉献用的这个钱币。
The Jews regard this currency of the Romans to be unclean and unfit for offering. Therefore, they created their own currencies, and therefore we need the money changers to do the swap.
那另外呢，他们也要交这个所谓圣殿税 （temple tax）。
And the Jews also have to give offer a temple tax.
包括很远的犹太人也是一样。
Particularly for those who live afar. They will actually have someone help them pay this temple tax.
认为说他们尽了他们作为上帝的子民的这个最基本的义务。
And therefore, by doing this, they fulfill the basic duty as the believers.
所以会有这些摊位。
And therefore, there are all these tables.
所以你看，耶稣推倒这个的时候是影响很多人的。
And therefore, when Jesus overturned these tables, it affected a lot of people.
那另外有一句话很不清楚的，他说他不要人拿一些东西在殿里走来走去。
And he also said that Jesus didn't want people to move around the temple with merchandise.
总而言之，我们把这几件事情加起来，耶稣这样做好像就使到说，他们不能够进行这样的一个对神的这个献祭了。
And therefore, collectively, by what Jesus did, the Jews could no longer go through with offering sacrifices to God.
你说他们会觉得怎么样
？So let's say how would you think the Jews would react?
所谓觉得的有两种人。
Perhaps there are two types of people.
一种就是一般的老百姓。
The general public.
另外一种就是管理负责圣殿的祭司。
And the second would be the priest who oversee the running of the temple.
我想，你说他们这两种人会有什么反应
？And how would these two groups of people react?
那么接下来耶稣讲了一句很重的话。
And then certainly Jesus said something that was quite nasty.
你们把它变成贼窝了。
They have turned the temple into a den of robbers.
什么到底什么意思
？Well, what does this mean?
这句话是以耶利米书曾经耶利米曾经责备过的，在耶利米书七章。
This phrase was actually used by Jeremiah in this book of chapter 7.
但是圣殿怎么会变成贼窝？到底是怎么一回事
？But how could the temple be turned into a den of robbers?
有多少个学者就有多少种的解释。
And there's certainly a lot of interpretations of this.
因为我们没有当时的自戒的这个记录。
We do not have a direct records of what actually transpired back then.
那我想我们也不一定需要往那边一直不断的去转。
And perhaps we don't have to really just agonize over this.
至少耶稣给了一个很大的一个对比，应该是一个万国祷告的殿，现在变成贼窝。
I think Jesus gave us a very staunch comparison. It was supposed to be a house of prayer for all nations. It's now a den of robbers.
你还记得刚才我们所读的那一些圣经吗
？I remember the passages we've read earlier.
圣殿是什么意思
？What is the temple？
它是表达上帝跟人之间的一个关系。
It's used to express a relationship between God and man.
从创世纪开始
，from Genesis，
上帝第七天停了工，歇了。
God rested after 7 days.
我们说。上帝住在天地里面。
We said that God lived in this earth.
而且也在天地作王。
And was king.
我们就是活在敬拜神是王跟敬拜神的底下而活着。
And therefore we lived our lives worshiping Him as king.
然后在第二章伊甸园里面。
Chapter 2 in the Garden of Eden.
神跟我们在园子里面。
He was with us in the garden.
然后他说我们要看守看好这个园子。
And that we have to protect and maintain this garden.
我们也是在跟神一个很亲密、很正常的和谐的关系里面活在这个原子。
We live with God harmoniously and intimately.
本来事情是这样的。
This is the way things were supposed to be.
所有的人本来是在这样的一个，应当是在一个这样一个正常的状况存活的。
And all of us are supposed to live with God under this situation, circumstance.
但是我们不愿意跟神好好的这样子存生活。
But we do not want to do this.
后来神就再一次来到人当中，借着以色列百姓，再把这个这样的一个情形再带回来。你再出埃及，然后出埃及记，这个25-40 章。
And then God came back and took His people out of Egypt, in the book of Exodus 25-40.
他再把他的会幕带到他们的当中。
He brought Himself back amongst them.
使到他们也再能够好像以前这样子呢，在神面前来活。
And that they could again, like what they did in the past, to live with them in harmoniously.
但是以色列人在这件事情上又是失败，也一直不断的犯罪。
And but unfortunately, the Israelites failed and continued to sin.
后来他们有了耶路撒冷的圣殿。
And then they have a temple in Jerusalem.
照样的，他们把这样的一件事情又是搞得乱七八糟。
And somehow they managed to mess up again.
而上帝也让耶路撒冷圣殿被毁掉。
God allowed the temple in Jerusalem to be destroyed.
但是事情没有停在这边。
But things did not stop here.
上帝在让他们有机会建圣殿。
God allowed them to rebuild the temple.
但是圣殿建了之后。
But after the temple was built.
从那个时候一直到耶稣的时候。
From that time to the time when Jesus came.
看来这个圣殿的问题还是没有解决。
But the situation or the problem with the temple was not resolved.
他们还是在敬拜神的事情上呢败坏跟腐败。
They were decadent in the way they worship God.
本来上帝借着以色列人使到万民之后呢，也能够呢，这个重新认识上帝，跟成为跟上帝的关系和好的。
God had intended for the Jews to reach out or to be accessible to people of all nations and to live life harmoniously with them.
但是这个时候。耶稣看到说，你们把圣殿弄成像贼窝。
But Jesus saw at this time that the Jews turned the temple into a den of robbers.
虽然你们还是很高兴，觉得说我们有来献祭，我们来敬拜，我们应该是跟上帝关系很好的。
Perhaps they had thought that because by doing the offerings and whatnot, they were in a very good relationship with God.
就是说你们错到自己都不知道错了。
They were doing something that was wrong, but they did not know that they were wrong.
各位弟兄姐妹，不要觉得很奇怪这件事情。
Perhaps brothers and sisters do not be too surprised by this.
我们自己的教会历史告诉我们。
Our church history has told us.
从中古世纪一直到现在。
From the medieval times to now.
教会在敬拜的事情上，我们都觉得我们真努力的在敬拜上帝。
The church often felt that we would really working hard at worshiping God.
而有时候我们错到自己都不知道是错的。
But sometimes we were wrong, but we did not know that we were wrong.
加尔文在这样的一件事情上，用他的一生，在这样的一件事情上，没有停止的来保守教会在敬拜的这个对神的认识上的那一种的纯正跟这个正确。
But and Calvin spent his entire life trying to keep the church straight in his worship with God.
这不是一件很容易的这个事情。
This is not something that's simple.
我们很容易在这样的一件事情上错到我们都不知道。
We can be wrong and very easily, but without knowing it.
如果你说那个贼窝错的是在这个祭司跟这些所谓圣殿的这个领导层。
We thought that the den of robbers, the fault lied with the church leaders.
但是一般老百姓他们觉得很好啊。
But the public felt that it was fine.
他们在管理，他们在这个执行圣殿的责任，我们。必要的时候，我们需要的时候，我们还都来献祭啊。
The priests were doing their job running the temple, and they could come make offerings when they needed to.
耶稣干嘛自找麻烦
？Now, why did Jesus bring trouble to himself?
而且耶稣的做法一定对吗
？Was Jesus right in the way he conducted this?
你发现到后来，他就因为这件事情，他们要把他杀死。
And we learned later that this was the reason why the leaders, the priests wanted to have him killed.
因为他这样的一个冲击太大了。
Because this conflict was too large for them.
当时的这个大祭司跟祭司们 是由罗马人委托来主持跟管理这样的一件事情。
The chief priests and the priests were entrusted by the Romans to manage the temple back then.
你站在他们的这个角度来看
，So from their perspective,
耶稣是一个作乱的人。
Jesus is someone who was trying to create discord.
所以在二十七节那时候，他们就问他：“你凭什么做这些事
？”So from verse 27, they ask, "So by what authority could you do this?"
你为什么 condemn 我们
？And why did you condemn us?
到底谁对谁错
？So who is wrong and who is right?
这段经文我们要继续的往这个事情去研究的话，是非常非常的这个复杂的。
And if you want to continue to study this in more detail, this is very complicated.
但是耶稣在这边呢，他说这本来应该是每一个人万国都可以到上帝面前的地方。
Yeah, this was supposed to be a place, according to Jesus, for all nations.
不管他们是怎么样子把它搞坏了。
I guess irrespective of how they managed to mess this up.
现在是成为贼窝了。
Until it turned into a den of robbers.
那么上帝怎么办
？So what could God do?
刚才我们看到很多的旧约的圣经，我们看到什么
？What did we see from the passages we read from the Old Testament earlier?
上帝很愿意跟他的百姓建立一个很正常的关系。
God would love to maintain a normal relationship with his people.
这个正常的关系就是说，你真的把我当上帝
？And this normal relationship entails the people regarding him as God.
那我也真的是这个。把你当子民
，and him regarding us as his people.
那我们之间没有拦阻的
，and there are no I guess the obstacles between us.
表达在什么事情上呢
？How is this expressed?
我呢是你祷求告的对象
，and I'm the one you pray and to.
你真的是把我当作你的神这样，真的是敬重跟祈求的。
And it's, I'm the one whom you regard highly, and you pray and ask.
对于你呢，你这样子呢，我一定听你的祷告的。
And for this, I'll certainly listen to your prayers.
所以耶稣接下来讲的这一段的那一段话，也不过是说，上帝的心意本来就是要这样。
And Jesus, in effect, is saying this is indeed what God had intended it to be.
所以他说，凡你们祷告祈求的，就给你，只要你信，就得着。
And it basically says, if you pray, have faith and you pray, and it will be done for you.
意思就是说我来了。
It means I have come.
我本来就是要带回这样的一件事情。
I was here to bring this back.
你们把神跟人的关系弄得乱七八糟。
You have managed to damage the relationship between God and man.
这个圣殿表达神的人的关系的事情，你们把它弄到像贼窝这样子。
You have turned the temple, which is supposed to represent this relationship, into a den of robbers.
我要重新把这样一件事情正确的、正常的这个事情再把它带回来。
I want to bring back to what is supposed to be.
耶稣怎么样使到人能够真正重新、真的把上帝当上帝呢？
And how could Jesus bring men back to them actually regarding God as God?
耶稣怎么样能够使到说人向上帝求告而上帝就应允了
？And how could Jesus make men ask God and indeed God will actually listen to their prayer?
耶稣怎么样使到说人到上帝面前一定会蒙赦免呢
？And how could actually Jesus make men be able to be forgiven in front of God?
你就知道。耶稣为什么要做这些事情
？And then now we understand why Jesus had to do what he did.
因为他的事还没有做完。
Because what he had intended to be done was not complete.
当他继续走下去的时候
，As he continued on this journey,
当他死、复活、升天
，And after his death and ascension,
因为他就是上帝
，Because he is God
的代表
，He is representative of God.
他也是上帝
，And he is God himself.
所以他来使到人从此跟上帝呢就可以重新再接轨。
And by him coming, he allows man and God to relive that relationship again.
所以你看他从现在开始，他不客气的，他要大家都集中，都把那个灯光都把它照在他身上。
And he certainly wants all the attention and focus to be on him.
因为时候到了。
Because the time has come.
这个是约翰福音用的，时候到了。
And it's written in the book of John, the time has come.
他的荣耀要彰显。
His glory is to be shown.
如果他这时候静静不讲的话
，And if he kept his quiet,
那么他反而没有帮助这个以色列百姓。
And he would not have helped the people of Israel.
而我们今天也不知道。
And we would not have known today.
我们今天还以为说，我们到一个神灵的面前，我应该这样，我应该那样，或者是透过什么等等，那么才会达到。
And we will still be under the impression that we have to do, to do certain things in order to get to God.
但是，耶稣说，我们把它搞到好像贼窝。
And but Jesus said that we managed to turn this into a den of robbers.
现在到神面前呢，是因着他。
And now through coming to God is through him.
如果是因着他的话
，if it's through him,
就没有再有什么人说我没有资格的。
And no one could say that he is not qualified.
你像这个瞎子信吗
？Do you think this blind believed?
你信，你就看见。
If you believe, you will see.
你信我的话，就像我对这个无花果树这样讲，事情就真的是这样。
If you believe what I say, it's similar to the fig tree, and this is what happens.
整个现在的这个最关键的，就由我。主耶稣基督，我来把它做成。
And therefore, the most fundamental of all this is Jesus is now, the person.
人的制度，人的一些可能出现的问题，出现的缺陷，或者说失去了它的功效。
And perhaps the systems that man had created had lost its effectiveness.
那当然有一个问题，学者们都一直在问，到底耶稣是不是要废掉那个系统，还是取代，还是怎么样？这也是一个很不简单的事情。
And certainly the scholars were still debating whether Jesus was trying to eradicate the system or replace the system.
但是不管怎么样，上帝给我们开一条路出来。
But irrespective of this, God has opened up another road for us.
如果当时的耶路撒冷的圣殿的整个制度跟包括执行的人出了问题了。
So indeed, if the temple in Jerusalem back then, the whole setup and the people running it had issues.
直到人到上帝面前的这样的一件事受到拦阻了。
And therefore, when people come to God, they were somewhat being stopped.
上帝在旧约的时候一直讲说，这件事情呢，我自己要把它再建立起来。
And in the Old Testament, God had said He Himself would see this through.
还记得说有一个大卫的后代，他要把圣殿建起来。
Remember that there is a descendant of David who want to build this, rebuild this temple again.
还记得说上帝说我的灵要自己浇灌在他们当中。
And that His Spirit of grace would be amongst the people.
他们会就求告我。
They will come to me.
我就会应允他们。
And I will listen to them.
然后他们会说你是我的上帝。
And they will say that I'm their God.
我是你的子民。
And that they are His people.
这样的一个和谐正常的，好像在创世的时候的那样的一个关系重新回来了。
And this harmonious relationship with God, similar to the times of Genesis, will be reestablished.
它怎么样会发生呢
？And but how could this happen?
它怎么可能发生呢
？And how will this happen?
不是因为我们人做了什么，有办法把它改过来。
It's not something that men could have done to make this happen.
是上帝自己把它做成。
It's God Himself who could deliver this.
而就是由耶稣来做。
And it's through Jesus.
他现在把问题指出来了。
And he pointed out now the question.
他也把答案暗示出来了。
And certainly hinted at the answer.
但是人要信。
But for men to believe.
也要跟随。
And to follow.
所以人不信也不跟的话。
If a man do not believe and do not follow.
也没有用的。
It's somewhat pointless.
如果人肯跟，人肯信。
For men to follow and to believe.
人也因此知道我们回到父的面前。
And men will know that we are back in front of God.
上帝是我们的上帝。
The Lord is our God.
我们真的是上帝的儿女。
And we are His people.
我们是被赦免。
And we've been forgiven.
我们会祷告，会蒙垂听的。
And we will continue to pray.
既然是这样的话。
If this is the case.
上帝要我们彼此和好。
And God wants us to love one another.
所以他说，你们要彼此饶恕。
And we have to forgive one another.
因为这个可以成为在当时任何时候，你还记得耶稣讲说，你愤怒的时候，你很可能就杀了一个人。
It's similar to when Jesus has said, if you are angry at somebody, you have somewhat killed them.
所以这个虽然是一个我们觉得说很不容易做的事情。
It's something that's not easy to do.
但是它不是只是一个要求。
But this is not simply a request.
我们不要把神对我们的一些的要求当作一个要求。
We do not take what God has said as just a request.
你把它当作是另外一条路。
We have to take this as another way.
然后你看到说这一条路走上去的时候，它走出来的是一个很不一样的一个新的一个很不一样的一个新的一个很美的一个景况。
And to actually be on this road and be out of this way will create a very different and beautiful outcome.
我想我们都很愿意去一个很不一样的一个新的一个美好的一个环境的。
I think all of us are willing to take the step and be to end up in something that's more beautiful.
它是一条新的一个路。
It's a new way.
旧的是告诉你说你就这个愤怒，然后仇恨，甚至把它杀掉。
And in the old road, in the old way, you get angry and you seek revenge.
耶稣说你可以用饶恕，然后你可以走在另外一条路上。
But Jesus says you can forgive and then you can get on this other path.
那你记得他自己也做了。
And you recall that he had done the same.
那个是在路加福音。
And it's in the book of Luke.
他为做那一些戏弄他、这个嘲笑他、钉死他的兵丁说：“父啊，赦免他们，他们所做的他们不知道。”
And Jesus had asked God to forgive the soldiers who had were mocking him and during his crucifixion.
耶稣复活之后也没有回来吓死他们。
After Jesus' resurrection, he did not come back to scare the crap out of them.
耶稣复活之后，其实可以来吓，只要在他们的家，每一天晚上三更半夜就弄一些声音，然后说，弄到他精神都可以发疯的。
So he did not show up in their house in the middle of the night and just make crazy noises to scare them.
耶稣没有带着怒气，耶稣带着平安，说：“你们平安，有什么可以吃的吗？”
He did not bring anger, but he brought peace and asked if there is anything that he could eat.
他愿意跟你一起坐下来吃。
He's willing to sit down and eat with us.
是因为他要把这个美好的这个整个正常的事情再带回来。
Because he is has every intention of bringing back this harmonious way of living to us.
所以今天让我们来想一想我们的这个四周围。
So let's think about us surroundings today.
你看到宗教往往不是，宗教往往是。让人起着很大的纷争跟仇恨的地方。
You often see that religion is actually an area of discord, create a lot of tensions among men.
尤其当我们说我的才是最对的，我的才是最重要的，等等。
Such as my religion is the most important, the number one, the most true.
这些的争论，这些的争执，它有一个出路。
All this politics, there's an exit.
因为一切现在由主耶稣基督来完成的话
if this is for Jesus to see through
地上不管任何的一种的怎样的一个形式也好
and irrespective of what happens on earth
到头来我们为什么那么有把握说我们到上帝的面前上帝是我们的父上帝是我们的王上帝会听我们的祷告
so how what strong basis do we have when we say that we come to God we pray
除了说我信靠，我相信，我有信心。
Besides saying that I believe, I have faith.
啊，这个是我们这边。
And this is our end.
但是我们这个信心更重要，有一个客观的事实。
But this faith, more importantly, there is something, there is an objective basis.
因为有从父那边来的耶稣，再把我们从这边带到父那边。
Because this is Jesus who came from God, and this Jesus is bringing us back to God.
所以我们跟上帝之间一定通的。
Because therefore, there's certainly a direct path to God from us.
我们今天我们看到这样一个宝贵的事情。
We saw something that's very important today.
所以我们要相信。
We have to believe.
我们向上帝祈求的。
What we ask of God.
我们向上帝祷告的。
What we pray to God.
他一定垂听。
He will certainly listen.
Do you pray? Why not? 你说我信心不大。
Perhaps my faith is not strong enough.
是你信心不大。
Perhaps true, your faith is not strong enough.
But the fact is, 事实是，上帝等着听你的祷告。
The fact of the matter is, God is waiting for our prayer.
因为主耶稣
，because Jesus
为做这样的一件事情，把这条路打通。
For this, Jesus had created a road.
不是因为我们没有办法做成的。
It's something that we could not have done.
是他做成又提供给我们的。
It's something that he has done and has provided that to us.
所以我们的信心被上帝激动起来。
And therefore our faith in God has been rejuvenated.
我知道祷告这样的一件事情，我们有很多很多很多的很多很多很多的很多的想法讲法。
Certainly about this topic of prayer, we have a lot of different issues or thoughts.
但是主耶稣今天很清楚告诉我们。
But Jesus very clearly told us today.
不是任何一种最标准的圣殿制度，或者祷告程序，或者祷告方式，或者祷告方法，甚至你的祷告信心。
It's not about being standardized in terms of where you pray, how you pray.
而是这个上帝就是要听我们的祷告。
But this God indeed wants to hear our prayers.
他是一个要等着我们求告他的上帝。
It's a God who is waiting for us to pray to him.
他是一个使任何我们跟他之间的那种拦阻他自己除掉的。
He is a God that removed all the obstacles that stood between us and him.
连那个最严重的罪也是他赦免的。
And the most difficult, the sin has been forgiven by him.
如果我们还不领受的话，
and we still do not accept this,
如果我们还不悔改回转过来领受的话，
and we do not repent and receive this,
然后继续跟随的话，
and continue to follow,
那我们就只停留在自己原来的地方，
and then we'll be just where we are now.
这个不是神要看到的，
and this is not what God wants to see,
也不需要是这样的，
and it certainly does not have to be the case.
所以如果2000年耶稣不进耶路撒冷。
And if 2,000 years ago Jesus did not enter Jerusalem,
进了耶路撒冷不做这些事情。
And he did not do what he did in Jerusalem,
也不说这些话。
And did not say what he said,
也没有这些事情发生。
And all these events did not happen.
今天我们的信仰只不过是我们的一厢情愿的信心的投射而已。
And our faith today would just be a one-sided affair.
It's our projection of our这个 faith self, 对，它没有客观的事实的。
And therefore, there's no objective basis.
所以这些事是上帝必须做出来的。
And this is something that God needed to have done.
而让我们知道说，我们所信，我们的信心不是只是一个我们的信心。
And therefore, to let us know that our faith is not simply a projection of our own self.A confidence.
这是主耶稣带给我们。
And this is what Jesus had brought to us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们在你的面前，向你悔改。我们承认我们背弃了你，我们离开了你多时甚至不晓得，我们愿意重新回到你的面前。你真的是我们的父，你也是我们的王。我们愿意从今之后尊主你为王，信你为父，也不断以祷告求告仰望的心过每一天的日子，知道我们在你面前就像你的儿女一样。你是那一位要天天扶持着我们的手，也走在我们前面的父，要引导我们走完今生的这条路。求你让我们真的是抛下我们跟随你，并且会跟到底。你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。